This is the new normal podcast.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the new normal podcast. You know, I am your favorite. That's my baby daddy. It's easy over here. You know, I'm here with my crew. You know, to the left of me, you know, is light skin, you know, a T-bone steak, red bone, you know, yellow bone, red bone, whatever bone you need, she is.
Whatever bone you need, wow.
You know, food bae, you know, this is our food bae right here.
I look like bae.
Yes.
Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love.
God is Janelle.
Yes. Okay. And all the way over there, you know,
with the damn mask on.
Mask on.
We'll explain why I have a mask on.
Yes,
so a little later.
You know, a little bit. But a social butterfly over there, you know, our masked up shorty.
I like that.
Broken knee, broken shoulder. Yeah. Everything. Miss Sophie over here. Yes.
Hey y'all.
Yes. And all the way over there, you know, the other man of the show, you know, Brooklyn. You know, you in the house?
Nets all day.
You know.
Nets all day.
We'll see how the season goes.
Lakers are too old.
They the senior citizen crew.
It is the AARP crew over there. But, you know, what shot call over there? She want a shot call. Yes. So, we all don't have drinks tonight, but...
We could do water bottles. I meant to make a drink. Damn, like just a glass.
It's all right. You got your cup right there.
Your bottle.
You got your bottle over there. You know, so this is that time of the night, everybody. That you know, everybody's about to get a little nice. You know, if you're sipping on something, sip on something, smoke on something. You know, maybe pop and sniff something. You know, that whatever you're into, you know, we're not judging you. You know, just sit back and relax, have some fun with us. So, yes. You know, health, wealth, and self, everybody.
Yeah. All right, so can I explain why I have my mask on?
Sure. Yeah, you could. Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. I just want to, before you explain anything, I just want to give my condolences to a group of individuals.
I cannot.
R.I.P.
to the competition.
R.I.P. to Harlem. 123rd. Jewels. Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones.
And Killer.
Killer Kim got killed.
So, can we give like a moment of silence for them?
Say goodbye. But also, in saying that, yo, free my nigga Jadakiss, all right? Yeah, my nigga Jadakiss.
Jada did not mean to kill all them last night.
He needs to kill him like that. Free that man, man. But
so, with that being said,
Jason Voorhees, for
yeah,
real.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, there's three of us that went to the concert last night,
as right? You can tell.
You know, we all have, you know, let me make sure, you know, I pull mine out real quick. we all had a, you know, that was real quick. Yeah, so we all had our vax cards, you know, we all got vaccinated. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Everybody there was vaccinated. Right. Yeah, you know.
Right.
But, you know, out of precautions, because, you know, we might be asymptomatic anyway, because, you know, since apparently you can still catch it after you're vaccinated. And, right. You know.
That was a very...
Yeah. We're trying to protect, you know,
Sophie.
Our co-host over here, Sophie, you know, a social butterfly.
Indeed.
I smell a lot of bullshit in my hair.
Oh my goodness.
You smell it? I smell the bullshit. But yes, taking precaution because niggas want to be outside. And I don't blame them because last night looked like it was dope as hell.
Last night was litty. I have to say, that was like, to be honest with you, I was so, like, I'm so grateful that I went.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was a whole bunch of niggas.
I don't
think nothing happened, though. Like, I think it was, like, everybody, like, nobody fought.
It was good vibes.
It was a great day for hip-hop in New York and the whole world, honestly.
No, I was talking to my friend. He was like, yo, because it was on a Tuesday. He was like, you can't kill nobody and go to work the next day.
That's facts. But, yeah, it looked like it was dope. It was amazing. Like, there was nothing on the news about, yo, shout out to us black folks for being black excellence.
Word.
The fact that, like, I feel like people expected, like, oh, this shit about to be some ratchet. It's about to be ghetto as hell. There's about to be shooting, people fighting after fights. The fact that, like, there was no headlines of, oh, there was a mass shooting, or there was this 30 people got arrested from the... It was nothing like that on the headlines.
It was just Jada just murdering everybody.
Right.
That's it.
He was only one killing everybody. Right.
Exactly. So shout out to y'all for keeping it peaceful, for keeping the peace as they ended the night saying with the peace.
Put the peace sign up.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Like, thank you for representing us and showing the world that we can come together and just vibe out and have a good night and then not end in some type of craziness. Because that's what they want from us. That's what they want to see from us. But we didn't give that to them. We gave them excellence. So shout out to us black folks.
Right.
Yes.
And
shout out to the bathrooms, right?
Oh, shit.
Well, the men's bathroom, because the women's bathroom wasn't like that.
So if y'all was on our Twitter, it was definitely reposted, that video of the men's bathroom.
Looking like the DMV.
Not even the DMV with the cloud storm. It was definitely the trap
bathroom. I guess there was a lot of purple haze.
Yeah.
There was a lot of purple haze in there. It was funny because, you know, I'm taking a piss. And, you know, excuse my French, nah, man, but, hey, you know, niggas had a, you know,
TMI. Okay.
Niggas had a drain, you know, whatever, drain the well, whatever. But anyway, I'm doing that. I turn around, I see, like, chicks in there. Like,
in the video, you see girls walking through.
But I thought it was a unisex bathroom after a while. Like, I was like, damn.
So,
like,
in the video, I also thought that until, was like, no, it was a man and a woman. Like, I legit thought, oh, this is a unisex bathroom, because you see the females walking through and stuff like that. And it was, like, the same females that was also on stage. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is, like, a unisex bathroom. Like,
It was going down in there.
It was trapped, for real.
Did you catch contact in the bathroom?
Did I get... I mean, you recorded me taking my edibles. I had dose, but I felt good. I didn't feel like I was crazy or nothing until, you know, lost my keys.
Oh, shit.
But
they were never lost.
How the fuck did them just end up in my pocket?
I don't know, but you know,
mind you, this is the second time that happened. You remember the last time when we went to Fire and Ice? And he couldn't find his keys, and you ended up with his keys.
No.
Yeah, that was facts. That was facts.
Yes, this is the second time.
I don't know.
We was in the middle section, and then we moved over to the side. And so when we were moving all our stuff, I think you took his keys. because it was in our section.
Just moving, yes, out of
that's how you did. That's how you did yesterday too.
Man. You probably just unbeknownst to you, you just so used to. Well, this is
our stuff.
Yeah, so let me just take it. It's gonna belong to one of us.
Just trying to hold it down for the squad, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you definitely held it down for the squad. I definitely stuck.
No stealing shit.
I mean, I have spares, but you know. It just
I had to wait till the morning. I'm literally about to like hop into bed, taking everything off, shirt off, everything. I dropped the key, and really, I didn't even realize that I dropped the keys on my bed until I just seen. I'm like, yo, who's fucking janitor keys is these? And I see a big ass Mercedes Benz. I'm like, oh shit, man. I gotta get back out the house.
I'm grateful for God that you had it. That's all that matters.
So, you say,
But moving on and getting back to our subject of the night. Oh well, if y'all didn't know, our subject of the night is the recap of last night of the Dipset versus Lox. So let's where the consensus here is. The Lox won. And if you feel like Dipset won,
there's something
wrong with you.
Yeah, you gotta get checked out.
Yeah.
You gotta get
checked out. Like, make a doctor's appointment now because you need to.
There was nobody there that was like, oh, Dipset. Like, even the people that had the Dipset shirt,
they was walking
out covering their shirt, like, you see Cardi B on my shirt? They was like, walking out there like, covering up.
Yo, there was one, I don't remember if you remember, but the dude that was behind us, right?
The nigga behind us,
he had his girl with him, right?
Yeah.
I guess she was a Dipset fan or whatever. Yo, by the end of the show, his girl was not there. So I was what happened to your girl? Because I was like, yo, where your girl at? He was like, oh, she went to the bathroom. She'll be right back.
Oh, she went to the bathroom.
And she never came back.
Not that. Oh, no.
At that point, I would have took my shirt and turned it inside out.
Yeah.
She ain't never come back. She never came back.
Cause I paid for that ticket. I'd be damned if I didn't stay for the whole thing. I'm just turning my shirt inside out. But maybe to ask a question,
some money or something.
Like, do you feel like Dipset killed themselves or the Lox killed Dipset?
I think it was a combination.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you feel like the Dipset killed themselves?
I feel like Dipset killed themselves by, like, how you were saying earlier. Like, they weren't ready for, like, a real concert. Like, they were trying to have a versus, and they didn't prepare. They didn't prepare properly. Mm-hmm. They just didn't prepare properly. And they didn't prepare properly.
I don't know how you can prepare for a massacre. it was like bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
And them niggas had automatics. there was no reloading. Like they had the extendo clip, all that. And it was going bang, bang, bang. And there was no way for, like, even if they came prepared, we just didn't realize how dope the Lox really was. Even though, you know, matter of fact, what was our poll? Who? Because I know I'm the only one that, like,
voted. It was two of y'all. It was shout out to Shamir. It was you and Shamir that voted for the Lox. Everybody else, I think it was like 79 to 20 something percent. Everybody else voted for Dipset. Everybody had Dipset winning. Wow. Everybody thought Dipset was going to hold it down. And granted, from watching, I know you guys were there, but I was watching online. And like, even when the Dipset came out, it sounded like the crowd was louder for Dipset. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like everybody there expected, like, they was there for Dipset.
Yeah.
Like, even for me, when I was watching it, I'm like, I came in with the mindset, yo, Dipset got this. But when the Lox started putting out their songs, like song after song, look, I legit sat there like, I forgot how dope the Lox was.
Yeah.
Like, and then certain songs, like, yo, I totally forgot they even had this song. Right. Like, yo.
Yeah, they
like,
were pulling out mixtape hits. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was the only way that, and that's the thing, though, going back to your question. Mm-hmm. That's the only way that the Lox was really going to win was to play their mixtape hits. Because, to be honest with you, their regular radio hits, that's 90s right there. Mm-hmm. You know, Dipset had 2000s hits. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at you know, she's trying to hotbox herself right now. It's not Hookah in there. It's Haze. But I feel like coming in, everybody already expected Dipset, right? Because Dipset coming on, like, yo, they trolling them, like, they killing them in social media.
They created a hype.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. LOX was the jokes, the competitiveness, the trolling. It was just that they just had it all. You feel me? It was just lopsided. It was lopsided from the jump. Mm-hmm. And they were just taking their heart with every shot that they threw and every fucking track that they make, and Jada hype and shit, and he's off the Adderall, so you already know now it's times 10. So yeah, they had it, they got it, so they killed him.
But so do you feel like what hurted Dipset the most was like the fact that they wasn't prepared, or the fact that the energy of the Lox was way better than
they came out bussing.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't match the Lox energy at all.
Yeah. Because, you know, no. They didn't match Jadakiss energy. Yeah. Because Jadakiss controlled the show.
Jadakiss was the MVP of the night.
What did he say? He was the transmission. Like,
say that he was the transmission. You used to always say that to Janelle, puff pass.
Yeah,
my bad. They over there, you know, they thought they was too fly to perform or something. Cameron's sitting on the fucking beach chair. You feel me? While Joel's and Jim is over there jumping around. Like, it's like, nigga, get the fuck up. What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was almost like a battle of the trenches versus the fly niggas. The fly hood niggas. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it's like, who's going to win in that setting, right?
Yeah.
You feel me? Look at the crowd. There's nothing but white tees in the fucking crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what's going on. So,
but in when...
It was a little slanted. It was like after the, I would say like the third, fourth song, it was all, because they was going song for song in the beginning.
At first.
It was a real song for song, and then it just went left.
Yeah.
Real quick. Jadakiss took over, and that was it.
Yeah.
Party done.
Yeah. Party done. I think also to go back to like our conversation before, like, I agree with Ian when he, basically what he said was that the Lox came for a rap battle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They came for a rap battle. They came to rap, not only play their song, but they came to perform. They came for a concert. They came for a show. They came to entertain. They came out. Like I said, I felt like Dipset, they came to chill, to just play their music and vibe
and
out.
And be fly. Right.
And be fly. Yep, yep. And think they look cute, but we all know Jewels. Yeah. Because what were you wearing?
Yeah.
But
That's Harlem.
What weren't you wearing? Because you were wearing everything.
You were wearing everything. As they say, he was the laundry basket next to your bed.
Yeah.
But still, but like, they came to, they legit brought a beach chair onto the stage. So that shows they came.
They were relaxed.
They came to relax. They came to chill.
Yeah.
So they came, I feel like they more came for what they thought, what they always saw that the verse battles were, was artists coming to play their music and vibe out to their music, while the Lox was like, nah, this is
fuck that.
We in a boxing ring right now.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
We in a boxing ring.
We're here to fight. We're taking no prisoners. Right. You know, we're gonna make sure that everybody remembers. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Where do you rank this versus battle?
Oh, number one.
Yeah, this has
to be. I said the same thing.
You, like, and it's not because we went.
No, it's not.
It was just Jadakiss's energy.
Yeah, was just, I didn't go, and I still say it's number one because Jadakiss held it down. I think it was very entertaining. It was very, like, it was fun to watch. It was, even if you wasn't there and you was watching at home, it was very fun to watch.
Right.
It was enjoyable. Like,
and Jada cemented his legacy with that. You know, he did a lot because, I mean, he was already top five in a lot of people's eyes.
Top five dead alive.
For sure. But now it's kind of like it's undeniable. It's like when LeBron won that ring with Cleveland. It's
You're right. But you know what though? I'm gonna say this right now, and I'm gonna be real direct. This is at Jadakiss. I need five new songs, five new bangers, because you know what I really appreciate though. Like,
give me another album.
We can wait on the album just a little bit. Give me an EP. Give me something. Give me a little taste. But my thing is right now, right? You know, the one thing I really appreciate about the Versus battle, they didn't play no new music. They wasn't trying to advertise, because every Versus battle, they was trying to play, well, not every, but a lot of the Versus battle, they'll play somebody, you know, their new song, their this, right, their that.
But I think Jadakiss did call out somebody first. He did mention that, like, wait, what is this shit? Don't nobody know this? Is this a new music?
No. He was talking about Purple City Bird Gang. Nobody know that song.
Yeah, but he made a joke saying that, is this new music? Because
No. People knew that song. It just wasn't banging.
But he was I'm saying he was just making a joke.
I understand that, but like, niggas was vibing to it. Mm-hmm. It was just like after the song that
they
D Block threw out, it wasn't matching the same energy. So that's why I was like, but
they could have, Dipset could have did better with the order of their songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, the counter songs could have been better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put Old Boy in a different place where I forgot where it was played, but you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like a moment like that. You could have momentum by starting off with that song, you know, because I don't know when the order was. I don't know who started in.
The Lock started.
But then after the 10th, don't it switch?
They didn't have a break. Yeah. So usually how the verses is, they will have a break after a certain amount of song, and then after the break, whoever started first starts second.
Right.
You flip the court. But they never
flipped the court.
Yeah.
So Dipset was constantly playing catch up. So that might
whose fault is that? That's them, because they like, yo, this is home court.
Exactly. Yeah. All arrogant. Oh, yes. This is our home court. Y'all go first. Oh, man.
Okay, but question.
And they set it off.
Who do you feel like have more hits? The Lox or Dipset?
Radio hits or like...
You talking about radio hits, mega hits, like Dipset.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, radio hits is Dipset, you know, and that's why I think Dipset thought they was gonna just walk away.
Yeah,
and that's also why Fab thought he was gonna be Jada.
Yeah, that's you're true. Right. That's you're
facts.
Right.
That's facts.
It didn't work that way.
And then, the thing about it is, it's who's tuning in? But then Jada knew, you know, Jada knew his lane. That's why I was saying, like, Jada studied what he did
wrong.
Well, right.
Yeah, what he did right,
and then doubled down.
Right. Yeah, and was like, this is how we're gonna, like, yo, this is how we're gonna do it. We gonna match the energy by doing it like this. They was rapping, they was not really freestyling, but they was rapping.
They was rapping each other's lyrics.
Yeah, and it was like, it felt like a real concert.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't feel like what Cam was trying to do, like a listening party.
Right.
It was a concert on this side. Exactly.
No, what's name? Jadakiss said that. He was like, this ain't summer jam.
Right.
But that was funny. But like, I agree. I felt like if Dipset came with that same energy as this is a concert, let us perform, let us actually like do something and not just chill, it would have been like, even though this is the top Versus battle, I felt like it would have been way.
Yeah.
It would have been closer.
It wouldn't have been a landslide.
Right. Yeah. It would have been closer.
But saying that, you know, all right, let's say Lox, they paired Lox with somebody else. What group do you see the Lox going with?
Oh, you already know. Come on now.
I know. G Unit. That's the only group. Because what other group can go?
Nah.
Cause There's nobody else. If you're looking at going from the '90s up,
I would say a lot of people are dead too. You gotta think about that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie.
Yeah. I was thinking Prodigy.
Yeah, Mobb Deep is not gonna touch the locks though.
Nah, they're not gonna touch the. But you put Mobb Deep with somebody else.
You would put Mobb Deep with. I would put Mobb Deep against. This is still a stretch. But walk with me here.
Walk with me. Just be patient.
Walk with me real quick. I will put Mobb Deep against Wu-Tang.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I see it.
I can see that. Yeah.
As long as they only keep like Wu-Tang only gets 4 to 5 albums that they can hit.
They got songs. The catalog is crazy.
It's crazy.
But then Mobb Deep got some shit, man. They just got discography is crazy.
But I need to see G-Unit. But the thing about it is you can't go like they. The Locks already did their thing.
Yeah.
The Locks already did their thing. G-Unit's not going to be able to go up against anybody. No. But the only person that can troll with Jada is 50.
Right.
Yeah. I would have loved to see that back and forth between Jadakiss and 50. I would have loved to see that. Yeah,
I don't know, though. I don't know because... Yo, there's a lot of personal beef right there. And 50 has no chill.
Like it would have been... less peaceful if it was G-Unit and 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo.
Because
G-Unit. I asked that question already knowing the answer, but I just wanted to see, like.
Yeah. Because Dipset didn't know for being fly and fucking flashy and fucking bitchy. Right.
No, we're talking about. But at the same time, G-Unit is like. The Locks
versus, that's what I'm saying.
Because the Locks, the reason why the Locks got away with the shit that they were doing with Dipset is because Dipset is who they are. You feel me? G-Unit is a little bit more like.
But G-Unit was.
You think?
You know what it is though. G-Unit is the Locks just in 2000,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got real commercially. Because the Locks was commercially, and then they went street, like real street in the 2000s. And G-Unit was commercially, and then you know their mixtape was street. But all they hits was commercials.
Yeah, nah, their mixtapes were street though. They had a lot of
G Unit Radio. Yeah. That's street.
Yeah, and yo, 50 pulls out the what's the one with the power of the dollar? Is it? It was that mixtape. We had all the fucking
It was a new mixtape every Lloyd week.
Banks. But I think also
you know, Lloyd Banks came out with a new album too, though, right?
Yeah, that shit is fire.
Is it
really?
I was gonna say,
I think Style P and Jadakiss were saying that they had a whole conversation before the Versus battle. We're gonna have the back and forth and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's all love.
Yeah.
We doing this.
Yeah, I love that too.
They would fuck their back up too if something would have really went down too.
Yeah,
because
I think that's
in the contract.
Yeah, that's one of the stipulations like if anything was to pop off, y'all ain't getting paid.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me ask y'all this then, since we on that, do y'all think that G Unit versus the Dipset would have been better?
That would have been crazy. That would have been nuts.
I don't know.
I feel like Dipset is so chill, but I feel like because Dipset is so chilled and laid back, and they wouldn't have like not cared.
They would have did the same thing that they did.
It almost would have been the same thing.
Mm. I don't think so because G Unit and Dipset are like this right now. Like they like back and forth because they came at the same time.
Right.
So I think they would have tried to come music wise,
because they came out at the same time, would it have worked?
Yeah.
Music wise. For sure. It would have been a lot closer.
I feel like entertainment wise, it probably would not have been as entertaining.
I don't know because you got 50.
Yeah, 50 is force of you.
50 is the biggest troll on earth.
Oh, he's the biggest.
But I don't know. It would have still been dope because the Locks always had something to prove. And like you know, when somebody always got something to prove, you gotta watch out.
The hunger is always there.
Especially since Jadakiss already did the verse battle with Fab, And he realized that, like, the way he came off was like, nah, I need to do better. So he honed down on what he did good.
He wanted to be a different type of meme this time.
A whole different type of meme.
He wanted to be a different type of meme.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Holding the trophy.
Yes, he wanted to be a whole different type of meme this time. And so he was like, now I get around to, yo.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like, yo, I honestly, this was amazing verses. Yeah, I loved it.
It was. You know, we definitely got to give a round of applause to the verse battle, because that was just, it was the best, you know. And I'm glad that we was there to witness history. So, you know, moving on. What was the most memorable part of the verse battle, though?
Outside of the actual...
No, just the most memorable part of the verse battle for you.
Probably just the nostalgia.
Yeah. I would say, like, it's coming, like, just walking in and feeling all that energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you walked in, it was like you were engulfed in, like, this, like, bubble of, like, blackness and, like... music and culture.
Even though there was all races in there.
Matter of fact, not too far from us, it was like this weird looking white dude with a little fanny pack around his back. But it was, like I said, it was for the culture and you felt it.
Also hearing that and being, because I wasn't there, and still to be able to feel that vibe from not being there and feel it from the screen, and still be able to, like, feel the love, feel the peace, even though, like, it was like, you know how you and your siblings, like, y'all hike on each other all the time. Mm-hmm. Y'all stay getting on each other, but it's still love there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what it felt like. Like, we could hike on each other. I could call you out for what you wearing. I could call you out for this.
Yeah.
I'll call you out for going to jail and getting your teeth fixed.
Yeah. Who else? That was hilarious.
I could call you out on these things, but it's still love at the end of the day. Like, to feel that vibe, to feel that love, to feel the camaraderie. Not only that, but to show respect to... not only to give them their flowers while they're still here, but to show the world what hip-hop was for New York. Like, this was New York hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be able to show the world, like, give New York its respect.
Yeah.
Because, like,
definitely.
That was it. Like, there's no way you could disrespect New York hip-hop or nothing.
No.
That right there showed you that New York has his respect when it comes to hip hop game.
That's why it's the Mecca.
And anybody that's coming after them, that verse battle has to step their game up.
They had
to fly from the ceiling or something, like through some Beyonce. Like, there's gonna have to.
Well, asking that, so who from the West Coast should be next?
It has to be a West Coast. West Coast.
It's gonna have to be a West Coast.
Yeah, but who would it be?
Group wise,
anything, but it has to be in the hip hop category. Any hip hop. Well, Snoop already went.
Snoop did it already.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if Dr. Dre
and who else
decided to do something,
who would you go with?
Dr. Dre.
And
it would have to be
Pharrell. Oh, well, he's not from, what's the name? I was thinking he had to be another producer, but Pharrell is from Virginia though.
If they're gonna do West Coast, it can't be a West Coast because it's not enough. But
unless they did,
no disrespect to our listeners on the West Coast, but like,
unless they did battles of the labels, like,
but a lot of them aren't alive anymore, so it's not.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. It would have to be, if Dre was to do a verse battle, it would have to go against Kanye.
Yeah, that would be
dope.
That would be lit.
That's the only person that I can really see.
Let us know. Flood the comments. Let us know who you think in the West Coast should definitely be next for the verse battles, because that would definitely be dope. I would love to see that.
To
see your comments. That's what I mean. I would love to see your comments and see who y'all suggest.
I would love that Kanye versus Drake. I know it'll never happen because it was like, shit is fucked up, but. Kanye versus Drake, man. That shit would be crazy.
That's just like how it's not going to be a Mary's versus. Mary says she ain't doing it.
I would love to see Mary.
What? Mary versus Beyonce, man. That would be crazy.
Mary versus who?
Beyonce.
No.
Oh, that's...
No.
It's a massacre. That's the last versus.
Who do y'all got? Y'all got Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Yeah, okay, well... You got Beyonce?
Yeah. It's not even just like, because honestly, love Mary, but vocally, no.
If Mary was to go against somebody, Mary would have to go, Mary would have to go against like Mariah Carey.
What?
I would feel more comfortable Mary going against Mariah.
So you so you want the era to match a little bit more.
I would put like I like the Monica and Brandy, but I feel like maybe Monica and Mary.
No.
You're stretching.
Well, that's true.
But the, you gotta get the bro. But then who will go against Mary?
I don't know.
Mary, like I said, it would have to. It has to be either Mariah. It has to either be Mariah. It's not Faith can't do it because Faith doesn't have a catalog. No disrespect to Faith, but she don't got no catalog.
Her catalog isn't large enough.
She said Toni Braxton.
Tony doesn't have a large enough catalog either.
But Tony wrote a lot of stuff, so it's like Tony could come from mad different
angles. Yeah, but you're a singer. You're not gonna use the you don't know you as a producer. You're a songwriter.
People have done that on the verses,
But the ones that they produced as well, they're not gonna just do like, you know, like if you're a producer as well, then you can throw some hits and things like that. But if you're just a songwriter, you're not gonna just throw the songs that you put up. No, that's not gonna work. I'm sorry.
I don't know who Mary was off against.
Because didn't Neo do that? Would
be a good match.
Neo did the songs that he also
like, but Neo's a producer. Like he's a producer, songwriter. He's all facet. Like he has all of that, so he can do that. That's not them. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. So nah, to go against him, it has to. The only logical person is Mariah.
I'm gonna have to revisit with that. I don't know.
Or nah, she don't got enough. I was about to nah. That's two different types of singing, because I was gonna be like Maya, but nah. Oh.
Maya's catalog's not big enough. No, it's not gonna work.
She would have to go against a lot of B level. I'm sorry, but it's not gonna work. But
Mary versus J Lo.
Mary versus J Lo. Jenny from the Block.
Don't beat me about the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Can't even be in a verse battle. She got like two hits.
I don't know. Don't do that.
She probably only got one because Ashanti probably sang her other song. So don't do that. don't give her that many. What are you talking about? Yeah. J Lo probably got one. Okay. Let's be honest.
All right. I'll go with that. All right. So, you know, Ariel, everybody, please flood the comments. What was your favorite moment of the verse battle?
What was the most memorable moments of the verse battle?
What was your favorite song?
Yes. Let us know how y'all just feel in general about it.
For me, it was the last.
If y'all thought Dipset won, please flood the comment and let us know why. Like, I would love to hear.
How?
Like, I love to hear different perspective and different sides. So if y'all really thought Dipset won, please let us know. Like, flood the comments. We are willing and we're open to hear your side and let us know, even though we probably already know you guys are wrong. No offense. We love y'all. We love your opinions. We just want to know why.
So, just switching gears just a little bit, and we're just going to, like, just dip into this. But New York State.
Y'all was lit last night.
Not just that y'all was lit.
No, but I'm saying because they was lit, I feel like this is the last time they are able to do something like this because of the new rules and regulations that they are putting on New York when it comes to people being vaccinated. Yeah. I feel like last night was like, not only was it a great verses, but it was like that last hurrah.
I don't think it's the last hurrah because there's a lot of events. There's a lot of events coming up, like the Governor's Ball and things like that.
Yes, but what I'm going to say is, vaccinated to go.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have. Yeah, you have to have.
But you just
have to have that. So my thing is basically though, but in order to have fun in New York, they want you to get. You know, they want you to get stuck up.
Yeah, so for those that don't know what we're talking about, they made the announcement that in order to do indoor dining, to go to the gyms, to go to the bars, you have to be vaccinated in order for these things to happen. So if you're not vaccinated, basically you're back in shutdown.
Yeah.
And keep your asses home.
How do you feel? How do you feel that like, in the next, like, most likely 6 to 8 months, like, you're going to have to get stuck. Like, if you work a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. if you want to go out to eat, if you want to go to the gym. Of course.
My job is already, so they send us an email saying, if you're not vaccinated, now you have to get tested every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week you have to get tested. And to get that thing stuck up your nose every week is,
So.
Are they going to do testing at the site, at a job, or do you got to do it on your own?
I'm hoping they do it at the site. Yeah. They need to, cause ain't nobody. I ain't got time.
They're gonna have to figure something out. But it's just like, how you gonna live your life without being vaccinated? Cause it just, I feel like this is something that, regardless if you are pro vax, you know, vax or not. Mm-hmm. It's just like the fact that they're forcing the hand, because it's like, let's be real, you know, this is just the higher strain of the flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if this is just the higher strain, I can understand, you know, if Sean, if you always got your flu vaccine and you get this, that's cool. But if me over here, I never got my flu vaccine.
Mm.
If I consistently never got my flu
vaccine. But it's not a flu vaccine, it's a flu shot. Because, like, keep getting
but
it.
But that's the thing. That's the vaccine. That's what the vaccine is. You got to keep getting it. It's not something that's just going to stay in your body. You got to keep getting it and getting it every year. They just don't know how long this shit is going to last inside your system.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, whatever. But whatever happened to the regular common flu? That shit is like, that shit is gone.
Right. Niggas even get regular shit?
No, nobody gets
it. People do get the flu.
Who?
It's just not as I had a popular as it was.
Niggas get allergies now.
Yeah, like
allergies.
Yeah, but because a lot of people.
Thank you. It's allergies of COVID. That's it. You don't get the flu. You don't get the flu no more.
And the whole thing is, I was actually talking to a doctor earlier today who got the vaccine, and he came down with the Delta variant.
What?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They're saying that even though you're vaccinated, you still can get it. It just isn't as effective on you.
It's not as deadly. Not as deadly.
Yeah, so like, they're the people that are dying from the Delta variant are the people that aren't vaccinated. So the people that are vaccinated are the ones that are able to get the Delta variant and able to have it pass through their system and whatever.
Yeah.
If you're not vaccinated, they are seeing that those are the ones that are dying from it more.
But also
allegedly.
Yeah. I feel like that's the media right now. One moment they're like, okay, like, you won't get COVID or anything if you're vaccinated. Next moment they're saying, okay, you can get it. And then now they're saying that if you're vaccinated, you could also spread it. You could still spread it to other people.
Exactly.
They don't know what it is.
They're so confused every day. Yeah. But I also feel like this is slowly causing like a segregation. Because it's like, okay, if you are vaccinated, you could do whatever you want.
Right.
You could live your best life. If you're not vaccinated, you got to stay home. Yeah, so it's like, I feel like it's slowly going to cause like a major divide within our countries. When it's like, before it was
people,
like...
People that are, that I mean, white people that aren't vaccinated now knows how it feels to be black.
Exactly. Well, if they live in Florida, it don't matter because Florida never cared.
Never cared. Florida, Texas. Texas.
Never cared.
Yeah. Because it just it's crazy out there. But you know, please tell us how y'all feel about it. How do you are you getting vaccinated? Is this something that we just gonna have to get used to? Like. Everybody just being vaccinated, you know, or hey man,
it's like the forcing of it. Like I hate when my hand is forced. Like you know what I mean.
I'm the same way. Yeah, don't force me to do something that like I'm still deciding whether or not I want to do for myself.
I think they could put computer chips in the vaccine.
Man, I think there's some nano machines in that bitch, bro, and they putting that shit in. Exactly. You, doing whatever the fuck going on.
Teleporting shit up to the mother. The mother shit.
The Twilight Zone sound. Drop that shit. The conspiracy theory right now that is going on is perfect for that sound because it's legit, the Twilight Zone.
It's like every other commercial you hear, like somebody's advocating for the COVID vaccine and you're just like,
you know what I heard today, which kind of made me upset low key, because like
they're legit honing in
on the group of people that are not getting the vaccine. So today on the radio, they had nothing but Caribbean folks talking about, so go get the vaccine. Yes. Turn your fingers and turn your arm and go get the vaccine. I'm like, okay, now y'all doing the most.
Juvenile remix and back that ass up. Talking about vax that thing up.
They're aiming their advertising towards certain group of people that they know are not getting vaccinated.
Right.
So with the juvenile, they're doing it towards the black people.
Right.
Yeah. With that commercial, they're aiming towards Caribbeans. They're like, nah, right. I'd rather get my home remedies and get my tea and get my good up mix up.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. The only way I'm going to get the vaccine is if I see Miss Cleo say, get the vaccine.
Call me now and get the vaccine.
No. That's the only way. Until you bring her back from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Call me now.
Man, this got to be call the last days. Now. You got to be in the end of days, man. No. You got to be. Isn't this the Mark of the Beast or something? You gonna take the Mark of the Beast or
not? Nah, I'm
good. I move to Florida though, for real. Fuck that. I move to Florida before I take the vaccine.
You just want a tan.
That's true. You just want to be closer to my nephew, so I'm cool with that.
I got you. But,
I would though.
Last night was lit. Tonight was good. You know, I hope everybody enjoyed this. I definitely did because I know I lost my voice last night for a quick second because I was singing like a song, and then there was parts where I was like, damn, I forgot the word, but fine. I'ma still rock out with it. Yeah.
Say something that sound right.
Exactly.
They legit. I don't know if y'all ever seen the white girls at like the little Taylor Swift concerts. How they be going crazy. That's how these niggas was last night.
Yo, it was definitely a litty moment.
It was litty. My phone died.
Yeah, phone always dies.
I had to use Instagram.
Yeah, that's not something new though. That's something that always happens. Your phone. Almost dead. Oh, you fool. Oh, look at you. look at Goddess over here.
She learning her lesson, y'all. Okay?
She know what she doing here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Sophie, please plug our socials.
Yes, guys. We are on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Y'all, if y'all just go to the Instagram at The New Normal, which will pop over on the bottom of the screen. Just go on our Instagram and go on our link tree. You will see our YouTube link. You will see our Anchor link that has the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any streaming services where you can hear us. And then YouTube, you can visually see our beautiful faces. Mine's coming
even
up
though
in
she got mask on.
Looks like Sub-Zero today.
Yes, but if you go and watch our previous episodes, just go catch up on our previous episodes. Those are just as lit as today's episode. So you will see my pretty face on those previous episodes. And also you'll get our individual Instagram links. So you just click on them, see our little face. faces, click on it, and then follow us individually. And we will follow you guys back as long as you guys are following the New Normal Podcast. And then if you scroll all the way down to bottom, you see our Twitter links. So y'all follow us, DM us if y'all guys have any relationship, whatever advice, family advice, and y'all want our input, our advice. We keep you guys anonymous. We want to stay anonymous. Yo, DM us. We here for y'all. If y'all have any small businesses, y'all need to shout it out, DM us.
And if you want to give us free shit, you know, we always good for the free shit now.
We'll definitely promote your we just don't want it to be free and sitting here with free stuff, but we'll promote your shit just like.
I'll wear it or, you know, use it. Right. So, you know. Right.
but we definitely have things coming in the works.
Definitely.
Are growing, we're getting bigger and better. Just be prepared. So I'm telling you guys, we're growing, so hop on this wave now. Okay, hop on our wave now, because as we grow, you guys will grow with us.
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says
rap it. I knew it. I felt it coming.
Just wrap it up.
Just thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I'm holding it in.
You know,
Sophie Savage wanted to come out.
That shit was coming. Yeah, it was coming out.
But thank you, everybody, and this is.
This is the New Normal Podcast.
All right, good night.
This is.